Democrats have begun what one lawmaker calls the week from hell. Money to fund the government runs out at midnight on Thursday, and Democrats and Republicans in the Senate don't see eye to eye on how to prevent a complete shutdown of government services that millions of Americans rely on. On top of that, Democrats are scrambling to meet a self-imposed deadline this week to pass President Biden's plan for the largest expansion of the social safety net in decades. A vote on that is scheduled for today, and it has now been pushed back to Thursday because Democrats aren't on the same page. And joining us now to break this down is NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi there.
First of all, what is at stake this week?
Well, I think the biggest, most pressing deadline for Congress is making sure that the government does not shut down at the end of the day on Thursday. Some of these deadlines that they're working with here are self-imposed in some ways. But when it comes to government funding, there's nothing they can do to move it. It's the end of the fiscal year. And if they do not pass something to extend funding, then the government will shut down. Now, there's also an underlying separate kind of deadline for this bipartisan infrastructure bill, which is that it contains part of a surface transportation bill that gets approved every year, and that money also runs out on Thursday. So it's something that they need to do, but it isn't quite as pressing as a government shutdown. Now, on top of all of that, there's still this separate debate about the President Biden's $3.5 trillion spending proposal and the future of that. Plus, there's the issue of the debt limit, which is looming over all of this as well.
There's so much here. Let's break this down. First of all, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had promised that lawmakers would vote today on this smaller infrastructure spending package. But then last night, as we know, she moved that vote to Thursday. Can you explain a little bit about why she pushed this back?
Well, partially it's because it has become politically tied to the bigger spending package. And that may be a little bit confusing, but it's a part of how Pelosi is trying to navigate the differences between moderates in her party and progressives in her party. Progressives wanted to vote on the broader reconciliation bill, the bill that includes much of Biden's agenda, at the same time or right around the same time as the bipartisan bill. They did that because they wanted to have buy-in from moderates. Because the thing we kind of talk about every time we talk about legislation lately is that there are very, very, very narrow margins for Democrats in both the House and the Senate. So they really need virtually every single Democrat in the House on board with either bill for it to move forward. So they become politically tied. She pushed back the vote from Monday to Thursday to give them more time to negotiate to ensure that a bill can pass.
Okay. On ABC News yesterday, Pelosi was asked if corporate tax increases would be in a final bill when it emerges. Now, she didn't answer that, but she signaled the price tag on this big spending bill and how it's negotiable. Let's listen.
Well, we'll see what we need. We'll see how the number comes down and what we need in that regard. But we have agreed on an array of pay-fors in the legislation.
How much do you think it could change?
That's a really good question and something that I'm watching really closely. Part of the reason that the number could change is because they're kind of trying to figure out how much they can raise out of tax increases and fees and other revenue changes, and then going back and kind of whittling down that original $3.5 trillion bill to fit the amount they can pay for. That is, in large part, a concession to moderates who said that they didn't want to vote for a spending package that wasn't paid for. They didn't want to vote on something that adds to the debt.
Right. Pelosi can only afford to lose a few Democrats in the House. In the Senate, Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer needs every vote to pass Build Back Better. Is the window closing for Democrats to get this done?
In some ways it is, because they're in a situation where they are kind of looking for a new way to pass the debt limit. And I know that we're now confusing two more deadlines, but part of what is happening here is they are using budget reconciliation, which is a tool to get around the filibuster in the Senate. They're using that to pass the Build Back Better plan. But they also need to get this debt limit bill passed that to prevent the government from defaulting on its credit. Doing that will be very difficult. And Republicans are saying the only way that it can get done right now is if Democrats attach it to the partisan bill. So it's one of these very difficult moments where lots of deadlines are lining up against each other. And it becomes very, very, very hard to make sure that everything gets done in the order it needs to get done.
really quickly, I only have 15 seconds with you. What happens if there's a shutdown?
Well, they will have to continue negotiating to reopen government, but that means that things like parks will be closed and that the government will essentially not be functioning in large portions.
NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.